We're going to retain ownership, but have, yeah, finding that, I guess, kind of operator slash program manager. We just got to find the right person to do that, and we're searching for that.
And then as far as kind of what you envision as the use of that, so if you open in November, that's something you really want to see every week there's something going on at it, or is that to be determined?
I hope it's every week. I hope it's multiple times a week. You know, obviously, it'll be a slow start and get some kinks worked out, but I think long term, you know, you have something consistent every weekend, but then be able to integrate a Wednesday something, you know, or a Tuesday night corporate event. We are, as another kind of way to help make the operation work, we're adding a kind of an overnight suite where it's a performer's lounge in the back of the opera house where, you know, place to stay overnight basically, but then also a spot for performers to go after the show, take a shower or socialize before a show, that kind of thing. So another way to use it even during the week, if we've got a someone in the community working in other business, they can stay overnight at the back of the opera house.
And I don't know how long that property's been vacant.
I don't know.
At least over a couple years. So that means to me there's a significant investment to bring it back up to speed.
Sure.
So what type of investment are you talking about?
Well, dollar-wise, it's up there. I mean, probably estimate $2.5 to $3 million to make it what we want to see it be. Now, there are... It's got great bones. You know, we're going to have hardwood floors in the main area, if y'all remember having those. You know, the tin ceilings and some of that architectural charm we want to still be there. But we want to refresh some things so that guests are comfortable. And one of those, I think it's something like 12 bathrooms in the lower level. Like, we also have to bring it up to code. So sprinkler system.